Isaiah chapter 47. Come down, and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon, sit on the ground, there is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. Because you will no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones, and grind meal. Uncover your locks, make bare the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. Your nakedness will be uncovered, yes, your shame will be seen, I will take vengeance, and I will not meet you as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit silent, and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, because you will no more be called, the Lady of Kingdoms. I was angry with my people, I have polluted my inheritance, and given them into your hand, you showed them no mercy. You have very heavily laid your yoke upon the elderly. And you said, I will be a lady forever. So that you did not lay these things to your heart, neither did you remember its latter end. Therefore hear now this, you who are given to pleasures, who live carelessly, who say in your heart, I am, and no one else besides me. I will not sit as a widow, neither will I know the loss of children. But these two things will come to you in a moment in one day, the loss of children, and widowhood, they will come upon you in their perfection because of the multitude of your sorceries, and because of the great abundance of your enchantments. Because you have trusted in your wickedness, you have said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge have perverted you, and you have said in your heart, I am, and no one else besides me. Therefore evil will come upon you. You will not know from where it rises. And mischief will fall upon you. You will not be able to put it off. And desolation will come upon you suddenly, which you will not know. Stand now with your enchantments, and with the multitude of your sorceries, in which you have labored from your youth. If you are able to profit from them, if you may be able to prevail. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators, now stand up, and save you from these things that will come upon you. Indeed, they will be as stubble. The fire will burn them. They will not deliver themselves from the power of the flame, there will not be a coal to warm it, nor fire to sit before it. So they will be to you with whom you have labored, even your merchants, from your youth. Everyone will wander to his quarter. No one will save you.